You're listening to the Journey Podcast. You don't hear rapid and therapy together very often, but this is one instance where help with healing trauma can be quite quick. Find out more in this episode. Hi, I'm Petra Brunbauer, and with decades of experience with sadness, pain, anxiety, and stress, I finally figured out how to leave all that behind. And this podcast shows you how to break free permanently so you can reclaim your sanity and find the self-esteem and energy to go after the life you desire. With real talk about mental health, holistic healing, and the tough journey of coming out the other end, this is The Journey Podcast. Welcome to today's episode. Can therapy be rapid and effective? Today's episode explores the topic of rapid transformational therapy, also called RTT, and how it can benefit people on their holistic healing journey. RTT is described as a therapeutic approach that uses powerful, evidence-based techniques to provide people with the tools they need to make positive change. In practice, RTT encompasses various techniques such as Gestalt therapy, solution-focused and cognitive behavioral therapy, hypnotherapy, and mindfulness. It can help clients reframe any negative beliefs, values, habits, and emotions, especially if they were formed in childhood and have carried over into adulthood. By giving clients the potential to alter the way they think and put an end to their negative self-talk, they can approach life in a positive way and move forward. Stacey Urich is a certified trauma recovery coach who educates folks on what childhood and developmental trauma is and how it shows up in adulthood by keeping you stuck. She helps people identify patterns and core beliefs developed in childhood and how to flip from them as adults, leading to more peace, joy, and connection. As a practitioner who utilizes modalities like hypnosis and rapid transformational therapy, she helps her clients gain clarity. Her coaching practice can empower you to look at your life challenges through a different lens, flip your mindset, and find greater purpose and, more importantly, peace in life. Let's meet Stacey Urich. Hi, Stacey. It's so great to have you on the podcast. I've been looking forward to getting to chat with you because rapid transformational therapy is such an interesting space for holistic healing, and we've not done an episode about it yet. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, it's my pleasure. And to get started, do you want to share a little bit about yourself and your story?
Sure. So where I am presently now is I am a coach, but I'm not a life coach. I'm really a coach that specializes in trauma. And specifically within that, I tend to focus on childhood developmental trauma, meaning things that were experienced and processed in such a way, probably between the ages of 0 and 10, and getting people to understand the lens through which they created to see life through those experiences, the core beliefs that they developed, the patterns that have caused them to live their life by, and help them understand if those patterns are still working for them or not. Typically, they're not. That's why they've come to me. And how we can go back and figure out the how and the why and the where. And once they're able to do that, we're able to start creating new patterns.
Mm-hmm. And what inspired you to get into this work in the first place?
So I think, you know, you'll always find that most coaches come into this space and then they end up in their specialty based on their own lived experience, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, my lived experience was not an unusual one. I didn't come from a family initially where there was like what people would call a big T trauma, where there was like aggression or violence or, you know, abuse. But what ended up happening was both of my parents ended up getting, you know, remarried. My parents had gotten divorced very quickly. Within 4 or 5 months of the divorce, they were both remarried. And in retrospect, I think the best language that I can put to it is that both of my parents chose to marry people that were not interested in the full package. Mm-hmm. So my mother came into her marriage with two children. My father ended up in that marriage, same two children. And it was really apparent, though I didn't have the language to understand what it was I was experiencing, neither step-parent was fully embracing that package. And what that ended up leading up to was becoming not even parts of two very separate families where my brother and I were not treated well by these new step-parents, and neither parent really took a strong front to say no or to stop that. And there was all kinds of, you know, abuse, if you will. There was emotional, there was physical, there was verbal, but more importantly, it was the psychological, because so much was happening in the home. And anytime I tried to talk to somebody about it, that reality was denied. And those people were told, no, she doesn't really know what she's talking about. So it left me feeling really confused and unstable. And what we know now is that any experience that leaves us feeling unseen, unheard, unimportant, insignificant, can be processed as traumatic in the system because it leaves us feeling unsafe and unimportant and not enough. And so my system became dysregulated at a very, very young age. I would say my first true anxiety attack was when I was 11 years old. Wow. I'm 51 now. Mm-hmm. So for probably 30 of the last 40 years, I really struggled with constant anxiety. I had a very sensitive fight or flight. Now I understand why. And it took me decades to put that language to it and to understand that I had a dysregulated nervous system, why I had that, and how I could learn how to tone it and really quiet down the vagus nerve, which was so active because my brain was constantly feeling like it was in threat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And you touched before a little bit on developmental trauma, and you also spoke now a little bit about how it showed up for you in adulthood. And is that the same for sort of all of the clients that you work with, or does developmental trauma show up differently for different people in adulthood?
Shows up differently for different people in adulthood. Because look, there are four responses that happen in the amygdala, which is kind of the alarm center of the brain, when the brain and the mind has a sense that there's a threat. And a threat, again, does not have to be a physical, violent, abusive threat. It could be anything to the system that leaves someone feeling unsafe or unimportant or not enough, feels like a threat. And our mind's job is to keep us alive. And so the four responses that come out of that alarm center are to flee, to fight, to freeze, or to fawn. And that fawning really shows up as like extreme people pleasing, inability to set boundaries. Because the idea behind that is, what do I need to do to survive the situation? Do I need to protect myself by showing up in a way that you'll like me? Or freeze could show up as someone that ends up in a deep depression in a very, you know, almost like when they say you see a bear and you pretend to play dead. It's really like completely shutting down as a way to stay safe. And we always know what the flee and the fight are, right? So we have these four very kind of reptilian-like, very primitive ways to respond that over years and generations become a little bit more reformed, but they really fit in these four buckets. And so when people come to me, it's something coming out of one of these four buckets. You know, maybe the flight is running away from it all and diving deep into work and becoming a workaholic, or that mom that just doesn't say no to anything and is the head of the PTA and the head of five different organizations and is running herself ragged to keep busy, to avoid staying quiet and not setting any boundaries, and is in complete burnout. Mm-hmm. Or it could be somebody that's coming to me that just has this deep sensation of anxiety like I walked with. A large part of what I see is people finding themselves in relationships with people that remind them and feel familiar with the kind of feelings that they had in the relationships with their caretakers, whether or not it was productive or not. And so it's not uncommon for me, I work with primarily women, for women to come to me who are finding themselves in toxic marriages, toxic relationships, or maybe they've ended that toxic relationship, but they share a child with that person. And so they're going to have to be connected and they don't want to make that same choice again to find somebody that kind of fits that role that that original spouse or partner fit into, and they want to break that cycle. So people come to me for a huge variety of conditions, but really it all boils down to not feeling peaceful or authentic or connected to themselves in their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you so much for explaining that. And you also mentioned the vagus nerve before. And now the vagus nerve and polyvagal theory is a very expansive topic, but can you maybe just explain a little bit how the vagus nerve kind of connects to all of these things, to the responses and to how trauma shows up in adulthood? Can you explain that maybe just in a few points?
So one of the things, I'm kind of a trauma geek, right? So I love to explain what happens in the whole body. Mm-hmm. And really, like we talked about earlier, you have this part of your brain called the amygdala. It's the alarm center. And so anytime there feels like a threat, and it's all about the feeling, the brain will do something to protect you. When that amygdala grows in order to protect, other parts of our brain cannot work as well. So that prefrontal cortex, where all of our executive function lies, our ability to plan, organize, come up with a thought, get from A to B, B to C, it gets very, very quiet, or it goes offline. It really dims down. At the same time, there's this nerve, and this nerve goes from the base of our skull all the way down into our stomach. And I just was doing a Facebook post on this earlier today, actually. It goes from the base of our skull right down to our stomach and right through our throat, our chest. And so when we think about when someone's saying, I'm having a panic attack or I'm having an anxiety attack, my first question is, how do you know? And they'll tell me what the sensation is. My throat feels like it's closing. My chest feels like it's going to jump, like my heart's going to jump out of my chest. Or for me personally, I always say it feels like an Acela train rumbling in my chest. It literally feels like if you opened up my chest, you would just see this complete shaking in such a way that is uncontrollable. That's how it feels for me. For some people, it's irritable bowel syndrome. It's stomach issues. The problem is, or, you know, elevated blood pressure, all of these things, because the nerve goes from the base of your skull right down into your stomach. The problem is when you're in this constant state of fight or flight or freeze or fawn, which I found myself in from probably the ages of 11 to say 20, that's a very, very long time. A few things happen. Number one, that response gets very, very sensitive. It's constantly hypervigilant. It's constantly on alert for you. It causes a tremendous amount of extra inflammation in our system. So it's not uncommon, actually, for me to ask my clients if, in addition to all the emotional and relational things that they're coming to me with, do they have any physical ailments, specifically autoimmune issues, chronic inflammation, chronic pain? Because what I know is when we go through these experiences, and there's something called an ACEs score, which we can talk about in a minute, there's a very, very high correlation to adverse childhood experiences, aka trauma, to ailments in our body, autoimmune conditions, cardiovascular conditions, pulmonary conditions tend to be more prevalent in people who have higher rates of really chronic PTSD, or what people will call complex PTSD, which typically happens in childhood.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you use a technique called rapid transformational therapy to help your clients with these experiences, with processing them and healing them. Can you tell us a little bit about what rapid transformational therapy is and kind of what it does and how it works?
Yeah, I'd love to. So rapid transformational therapy is a therapeutic model that was developed by a psychotherapist named Marissa Peer. She was a psychotherapist for 30 years and started to recognize very, very common denominators in her clients. And she was very interested in the subconscious and hypnosis, and she had been studying that for a long time. But while she had her clients under hypnosis, she started creating this formula of very specific things to ask in very specific orders to really help take their clients through a journey to get from where they are to where they want to be. So I got trained in that methodology by Marissa. And what it allows me to do is, once I'm able to define with a client a true presenting problem, and a presenting problem can show up as a fear of being seen, a fear of showing up, a fear of using my voice when I'm at work, fear of rejection, money problems, relationship problems, disordered eating, disordered drinking, whatever it is that they're coming to me with, there's a root reason for why this keeps showing up in their life. And in order to release it, we need to understand it and speak to it and ask it what it's doing. So what I do is, I'm able through hypnosis to regress my clients and really focus on whatever it is that they've decided they want to address. And what we're able to do is, we go back to what's called a scene. I like to call it a milestone moment. It's a moment in time in your life that caused you to feel emotionally a certain way, and that emotion caused you to have a certain core belief. Now, studies show that our core beliefs are developed by the time we're 8 years old. So it's not uncommon when I'm regressing my clients for them to go back as far as 1-year-old, 2-year-old, 5-year-old, 8-year-old. I've had people go to gestation and be in the womb. And they're able to start to see that the experience as a child was one thing, and it left them feeling usually very alone, very scared, very insignificant, ultimately not enough. And they're able to start to connect the dots to the presenting problem they've come to me with and the core beliefs that they developed when they were younger. And then I take them through kind of a methodology where they start connecting the dots and getting a deeper clarity on how they're connected. It involves some parts work, a little bit of kind of internal family systems work. There's some neurolinguistic programming in there. There's some inner child work in there, all depending on what comes out in those scenes. I'll know kind of what path to take them on in this 2-hour journey that I do called RTT. Mm-hmm. They're able to recognize, maybe my clients say 50 or 55 or 60, they're able to recognize that was a decision made by a 4-year-old. And I've chosen to live my life through that lens for 50 plus years or 60 plus years. And I know that that's no longer relevant because, and they're filling in the blank, because they know that they're not that child anymore. It's very, very transformative and very, very clarifying for them. And prior to that process, I've gotten very specific with them about what their life could look like if they didn't have this challenge. So at the very end of the session, it's called the transformation, but I like to call it like a guided meditation or a guided hypnosis, where I've now taken their language, their words, their desires and longing, and put that into a recording. So I record the last 15 or 20 minutes. I'm able to mix that with some meditation music, and I send it to them. And then I continue to coach them for another 21 days while they're still listening to this. And the purpose of that recording is, up to this point, they've been looking at their life through a very specific filter on the lens that they look at life through. It was the filter of a younger person. And with that came a lot of suggestions and a lot of thoughts. And the idea with the recording is to help rewire, reprogram the brain with new thought, new suggestions that can yield the outcome that it is that they want in their life. And it really is incredibly transformative for them.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds like a wonderful option to try. And What kind of results do you see with the clients that you work with, specifically if they come to you with, you know, anxiety, stress, or even low mood? What kind of results do you see after this?
So I'm thinking of a client in particular that I worked with, just to give as an example. She was in her late 60s. And, you know, sometimes clients come to me and they don't really have any awareness of any kind of trauma, because maybe the trauma in their life was simply that they didn't feel enough or seen or heard or valued in their family. And so a lot of times I'm explaining to people how that can be transferred into the system. But in this particular case, there was a very, very, very significant, what I would call big T trauma, consistently throughout her entire childhood, from say 18 months to when she was 12 years old. So she came to me knowing what the trauma was. And part of the problem was she was reliving it all the time in her head, right? But she also made a lot of decisions about herself based on those traumas. And the decision she had made about herself at a very young age is, I'm worthless. I'm useless. I'm worthless. I'm not deserving of anything. And I'm not enough for anything. And so this lens and this filter allowed her to live her life in a way where she really believed that. And it affected everything. It affected the relationship she had with her children. It affected the relationship she had with her husband. It ended up yielding in a divorce. She had no happiness in her life. She didn't think she was deserving of it. Life was a hamster wheel. I get up, I do my work, I drone through the day, I have no positive emotions about it, I go to bed. And then that yields other behaviors like overeating, maybe over drinking, maybe over shopping, because we're looking for that dopamine hit of something that makes us feel other than dread, right? So she comes to me to work on this very specific thing. And at the end of our 8 weeks together, she said to me, I really don't know how to put into words what I've experienced here, other than to say I've gone from feeling helpless and hopeless to completely hopeful at the age of 65, when she's literally been living her life like this since she was 18 months old, from a place of lacking anything of worth in my life to seeing everything as a potential opportunity. That's transformative. Mm-hmm. And what I love about that particular client is a lot of people would look back at 65 and say, I've lived my entire life like this. It's not possible for it to change. But she was like, I can't really get any lower. So let's give it a go. I think she was surprised by how different she felt. Part of the problem, Petra, when we come up to that, is that feeling is so unfamiliar. And if you've had a different feeling in your life for, say, 60 plus years, now we have to work on making joy and possibility and opportunity familiar, and making thinking those things that are not available to her unfamiliar, because our brain will always go to what is familiar. So we then spent the rest of our time really coaching towards believing she was worthy of all of this, and believing that this familiar, this unfamiliar feeling she had never had before is okay to be here. Because there's a big part of that, that sensation in your body, if it's unfamiliar, that's going to feel scary and like a threat to your system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's easy to revert back.
Yeah, exactly. Wow, what a transformation. I'm just in awe of what you're telling us. So that sounds like a great option for trauma healing and holistic healing. Mm-hmm. And you obviously offer services and programs with rapid transformational therapy. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of your programs so that listeners can get a feel of how they could connect with you if they wanted to work with you?
Of course. Thank you. So the best way to connect with me always is either through my website or social media. So my website is flipyourmindset.com. And on social media, I make it really simple. It's just my name, which is Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Uhrig, U-H-R-I-G. People can go to my website if they're really curious about what I do. I offer a free discovery call to anyone that's interested. And what I love about my discovery calls and what makes them unique is most practitioners offer like 15 to 30 minutes. and I offer an entire full session of 75 minutes. Wow. And I do that because it takes a really long time. If I'm really working with someone that's coming to me in the state that a lot of my clients come to me, which is a little bit of desperation, like they've tried the things and they haven't worked, it does take some time to attune and feel connected enough to get somewhat vulnerable and share their truth. You can't really do that necessarily in 15 to 30 minutes. This is now about me vetting you. This is about you vetting me. And you're going to need to get comfortable with me. You don't know me. So I offer a full 75 minutes. I see a lot of value in that because part of my overall mission is to allow people to feel seen and heard that maybe have never felt seen and heard before.
Yeah. Wow.
So I offer the 75-minute discovery call. And if at the end that person felt seen and heard in a way that they hadn't before, and they have a little bit of hope that perhaps working together with me could be beneficial, then we get to move to the next step. And the next step is, again, really simple. I like to keep things super simple. You can work with me either in this hybrid healing model that I call the Get Flipped Intensive, which is 4 coaching sessions that encapsulate an RTT session. So over 8 weeks, we meet almost once a week, except towards the end, we start to lengthen it out, where you'll have 2 coaching sessions with me. They're 75 minutes apiece, followed by an RTT session, which is 2 hours. And then over the following 4 weeks, you have 2 more coaching sessions post-RTT. That's where we get this deep transformation. Some people, because again, remember, a lot of people are coming to me weary. You know, maybe they've had a lot of trust issues or what have you, and going under hypnosis may or may not feel very comfortable to them. That's okay. We can still do great work together. So in that case, I offer what I just call straight up coaching, and people can buy that from me in bundles of 4 or 8 or 10 sessions. And we just will do the work. We get really creative. I love to use genograms, which help people see where a lot of the trauma started, because it usually didn't start with my client and it usually didn't start with their parents. So we try to do kind of an ancestral mapping, if you will, to go back as far as we can to get a deeper understanding of the family system. We can also do trauma timelines, anything we need to start to see patterns. And then I have a ton of different tools in my toolbox that I can use within straight up coaching that will really help educate and give the client a better understanding of the where and the why, so we can start to peel back some of the layers of shame that have probably been laying on top of them for so long.
Wow, thank you so much for going over those. And we will be linking to all of Stacey's offerings in the show notes as well, so you can check those out for the details on how to connect with Stacey directly. And this has been another incredible episode, and I really hope our listeners have enjoyed the journey into rapid transformational therapy as much as I have. This has been a brand new topic for me as well. And it has been fantastic chatting with you today, Stacey. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Take care, Stacey.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen in. If you enjoy the Journey podcast, please subscribe, share on social media, and leave us a review. And be sure to get your copy of our brand new ebook called Break Free. Sending you love and courage, and see you next week. Until then, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and the Journey blog.